Okay, not a great shock, but still pretty deplorable to have to contemplate and process. When you hear all the reversals in the first hour, we've got worse yet to come from the Creeper, that horrible, hideous, alleged human being who is occupying the White House, although 40+% 45% of his time in office has been spent at his home in Delaware. That's what they tell us anyway. Who knows? It's all lies. That's another thing, David, that has been really difficult for Americans to handle, is the simple fact that we have gone from a society where lying was certainly part of the landscape to a point now where lying is the landscape. It's almost all lies. And people are used to being lied to. And so what happens? They begin to lie in their lives. So we have a complete breakdown from A to Z of our social fabric. The whole networking of this country is being destroyed by lies, among many other things. So we're going to go now into the satanic reversals that David has been able to fish out on this horribly depraved human being. All right, go ahead.
Look, for the majority of my career, I've avoided all satanic reversals because, you know, birth speech came in out of the backward masking, and I really wanted to distance myself from it. But I just can't deny it. It's all through the media. It's all through Biden. They're everywhere, you know. The question is Satan real or is it a metaphor? I don't know the answer to that question. If you believe it's real, then you have to believe that Satan is ruling our whole political landscape and the moral decay our planet is falling into as a result.
Right.
If it's metaphoric, the end result is just the same. We're following the dark and not the light. So anyway, I'll let you choose your own mind up on this. I've got over 100 reversals on this topic, so we're not going to play all of them. I'm just going to go down the list and pick the highlights. Once again, I haven't listened to most of these. I've just transferred them over. Jeff hasn't listened to these because there was too many for me to send him. So here's the first one.
Do you feel that way, though, Mr. President?
I just answered your question. Do I regret it? I don't regret anything that I said.
Their Bible, you poison.
Their Bible, you poison.
Oh, that's on the reporter. Oh, reporter's accusing him.
Their Bible, you poison.
Their Bible, you poison.
Interesting. Okay, that was on the reporter. Didn't know that. All right, next one down. Here we go.
A team that's tested and experienced. It includes groundbreaking Americans who come from different backgrounds, but who share my core vision for economic relief here in the United States of America.
This is him when he was president-elect, is what it says here. He's announcing the key members of his team. And he says back, demonic oath.
Get him on the earth.
Oh, that is really creepy, David.
Isn't it? Yeah, it is.
He's putting his hand on a Bible and taking, in his own mind, an oath to serve the demon.
Exactly.
A demonic oath.
You're exactly right. You got it. Okay, here's the next one. And this is in no order, just running down the list. This is still while he's president-elect.
Got it.
Our administration is going to require mask wearing where I have the power to do so. For federal workers, in federal facilities, on interstate travel, like planes and trains.
See the Lucifer. And then we have another one.
And thirdly,
this is also while he's president-elect. Oh, no, this is, no, sorry, he's president now.
It's really important that we have the fora, the place, the facility, the circumstance where people can show up, stand in line, and get their vaccine without having to stand in line for 8 hours.
Hear the Lucifer. Right on vaccine.
Right on vaccine, huh? Right on vaccine.
I think this one is vaccine, too. This one
so the vaccine is obviously satanic. And they just hung the word Lucifer on it.
You're absolutely right. Yep. I think this is about the vaccine too. Wow.
No one U.S. forces or any forces have been lost. Conducting our drawdown differently would have certainly come with an increased risk of safety to our personnel.
No, this is not a vaccine. Had to mark you. It's a theme I notice about the mark. I mean, you merely think about the mark of the beast. Had to mark you.
Had them mark you.
Oh, had them mark you. You got them. Okay, hang on. Play it again. Okay. Not doing too bad, though.
No, no.
Okay. Next one.
I said I intend.
Oh, that's in one channel. Can you hear this or not?
I said I intended to get 100 million shots in people's arms in my first 100 days in office.
Can you hear that forward?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Tonight, I can say we're not only going to meet that goal, we're going to beat that goal.
Walk that demon.
Walk that demon.
Walk that demon. Walk that demon.
On shots, once again. Okay? On shots. Next one.
Wow. I mean, and these are even, so far, a bit more clear than the sexual and depravity that we heard last hour. These are very, very clear.
Yeah, I know they are. Yeah, I know. Here we go.
What's the number you're at? Four, five, six?
Well, what I've done is I've taken about four people and done the deep dive on them, meaning this thorough background checks, and to see if there's anything in the background that would make them not qualified.
Send the demon our God.
Send the demon our God. Send the demon our God. Send the demon our God.
Their God is the demons, and the demon, comma, our God. Or, I don't know how else to, interpret it. Next one. Oh, this is a bit of a metaphor. Oh, I'll play it.
For decades, as you pointed out, I participated in the Munich Security Conference. As a U.S. senator, joining my colleagues from both sides of the aisle to affirm the importance of the transatlantic partnership. Three times as Vice President of the United States, including delivering the first international foreign policy address of the Obama-Biden administration.
Surf and evil.
Surf and evil. Surf and evil. Surf and evil.
In other words, surf, to flow with, to move with. It's a metaphor. Not to walk or to...
Surf and evil.
Here's an interesting one. Some people will like this. I don't know how to interpret this reversal. I'll play it, and you can make up your own mind.
And earlier this week, we also announced an additional sovereign loan guarantee of up to $1 billion to strengthen Ukraine's economic resilience.
See, lizard demonic.
See, lizard demonic.
See, lizard demonic. See, lizard demonic.
I don't know what to tell you about that.
We've talked about reptiles forever, and that's what you're talking about there. See the lizard, see lizard, see evil, see reptile, demonic.
I know.
Wow. He's just dripping with, I don't want to be melodramatic here, but Satan's blood must run through this guy, if there is such a thing.
Yeah,
think about it.
It's not good. No. I'm just going down the list here. I'm skipping a few, just picking out some of the highlights here.
Lowlights.
Now, the second challenge we're facing are prices. COVID-19 has created a lot of economic complications, including rapid price increases across the world economy.
Shake the blank. Demonic had the dollar.
Okay, give us that again, David, please. Forwards. Your interpretation of it.
Okay, shake the blank, the F word, demonic, as in demon, demonic had the dollar, D-O-L-L-A-R. In other words, money's corrupt, okay? This is all blanked up and corrupt. Shake the blank, demonic head the dollar.
Across the world economy. Shake the blank, demonic head the dollar.
You hear that or not? You're not hearing that?
Shake the F, comma, demonic, and the dollar.
Play it again. Yeah, that's had or and. It's a bit hard to determine what word that is.
Right. Well, here we go. Now, also, I want to point out that was 2 years ago, about right early on in his alleged presidency. Look how far he has fallen mentally. The dementia has. There's a perfect measurement here. He can't speak like that now. Not that that's great, but he's just literally rotting between his ears, which is his karma. For being one of Satan's own. Yeah. This is really as disgusting as you said it was going to be.
Talking about one of Satan's own, try this reversal exercise.
Anyway. That's right. Look, no matter how long you live here in Scranton, it's a place that climbs into your heart.
I'm a goat. How's that?
I'm a goat. How's that? I'm a goat. How's that? I'm a goat. How's that?
You think of goat, you think of Satan, don't you?
Well, that's the Satan head, the goat head, and his subconscious is kind of just laughing at the whole thing.
Yeah, you're right.
What are you going to do about it? Unreal. Truly.
Can do it.
It's a real mind stretcher, this one. Yeah. So evil.
More lives lost in a year than every major war in the 20th century and the 21st century.
Still about COVID, I think,
And guess what, folks? I mean, lives lost all around the world.
Score foul Satan.
Score foul Satan.
Score foul Satan. Score foul Satan.
Score. Period. Foul Satan.
Yep, that's right. Yep. All right. Oh, you know what? Before I play this next one, I'm going to play a couple of other reversals that are off topic. Well, they're not off topic.
You know, I hope, David, may I? I hope our listeners out there, our regulars especially, who understand how evil this whole synthetic COVID virus plandemic was to scare people and frighten them and intimidate them and mandate some of them into taking these injections, which are nothing whatsoever to do with vaccinating somebody against anything. They're biological weapons of complete destruction of the body, beginning with the blood and going through the rest of the organ systems from A to Z. It's all satanic. This is a satanic genocide of the dominant species on this planet. That's what it is.
Look, I can just speak as a therapist. I have got quite a few clients among my clientele, probably, I don't know, 20-30% of them, who are sick as a result of being vaccinated. It's just cancer.
They're vax-injured. Yeah. And the cancer, your cancer clients – In most cases, are going to probably check out rather quickly. This turbo cancer is no joke, and it's pardon me. It's not the actual cancer mechanism; it's the fact that the body's entire anti-tumor, anti-cancer defenses have been destroyed. Yeah. You've got no more P53. You've got no more. There are four or five primary anti-tumor, anti-cancer mechanisms in the human body which have been disarmed, disabled, and destroyed by the spike protein. That's why the cancer has no problem rolling through somebody in a matter of a couple of weeks. There's no defense. It just runs like a power lawnmower over a lawn, right through them. There's nothing to push back. It's all been taken away. Whoever and whatever, and I still think there's ET involvement. I just me, I'm not speaking for David. Whoever put this thing together did an awful lot of work on how not to miss a trick, and they haven't missed a trick. This injection is so evil. Now, the new one, did you hear this, David? The new one is out now here, right?
I knew it was coming out.
All right, it came out this week. All right.
Okay.
And the government is saying, do not call this a booster. It is not a booster. It is a brand new vaccination against COVID. It is not a booster. And they're also saying, and by the way, if you've taken 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, maybe 6 shots, those shots are worthless now. They will do nothing. They're gone as far as, in their view, being a vaccine. So thank you very much for your cooperation, but all of that was in vain. You have to start over again now with the brand new vaccine. That's what they're telling people. The first 5 or 6 shots do nothing. You're SOL.
Well, I think we were saying that, weren't we? Gee,
yes, we were.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, look, I've got 2 reversals I want to play that tells you what's going on. One's on Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this.
It's heartbreaking, and it lacks knowledge about what the role is of FEMA and the others in time of natural disaster.
It's a war with the light.
It's a war with the what?
It's a war with the what?
It's a war with the what?
It's a war with the light. And here's Trump. Listen to Trump.
Cash bail, releasing 400,000 criminals onto our streets. Think of no more cash bail. Look at what happened in New York.
And then the battle with the light.
And then the battle with the light.
And then the battle with the light. And then the battle with the light.
And then the battle with the light.
What's it? What? Trump is saying that. Are we Trump suggesting that puts him in the same basket with Biden?
I don't know whether he's for the battle. I don't know. The reversal doesn't say which side he's on. I don't know whether he's on the good or the dark side. I don't know.
No, I didn't. That was confusing.
No, it was. It is confusing. It's actually.
It suggests to me that his ultimate allegiance may be to the dark side.
I haven't been really sorted through Trump's reversals yet, so I can't answer that question. Okay.
I don't know. It puts him in the gray basket, I think, at the least. Don't know what to think.
Yep. Anyway, okay. So I wanted to play those 2 reversals to preface the next one on Biden.
Make sure Al-Qaeda could not use Afghanistan as a base from which to attack us again. We did that. We severely degraded Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We never gave up the hunt for Osama bin Laden, and we got him.
Oh, this might refer to the forwards, and they planned the dark. That could be referred to the forces of Afghanistan. I thought it was a little bit more, a little bit deeper than that. Okay, next one.
And because they are, by the way, make everybody understand that the ISIS in Afghanistan have been the sworn enemy of the Taliban.
I'll be lost a demon.
I'll be lost a demon.
I'll be lost a demon. I'll be lost a demon.
Yeah, well, considering what happened in Afghanistan, he wasn't lost.
Play that again, David, would you?
Yeah, okay, hang on, just open it back up again. Yeah, just the reversal?
Yes, please.
Yep. The Taliban. I'll be lost a demon.
I'll be lost a demon. I'll be lost a demon.
I'll be lost. The demon. I'll be lost, comma, the demon.
Oh, yeah, I had a demon. The demon. Okay.
I'll be lost, the demon.
No, it is the.
I'll be lost, the demon.
It is the.
I'll be lost, the demon.
Yeah, it is the. Yeah, okay. All right, well, actually, we're not doing too bad with these reversals, Jeff. You're agreeing with most of them here. And considering I haven't checked any of these, it's, well, here's another reversal about the dark. Okay, let me play this one.
And since the United States delivered justice to bin Laden 11 years ago, Zawahiri has been a leader of al-Qaeda, the leader.
Did he lead the dark?
Could he lead the dark?
Could he lead the dark? Could he lead the dark?
I don't know whether that's about Biden or whether that's al-Qaeda. No. It's hard to say. Hard to say. It's just a verse about the dark.
Boy, we don't see. Here we are. We've got light. We've got the dark.
I know.
This is bad. I know all of you get it out there, but to hear it laid out in front of us through the genius of the technology of reverse speech, I've never heard anybody this dark, this demonic.
I know. To actually hear it, we really are in a battle between the light and the dark. We absolutely are. That's going to be the premise of this whole book I'm writing now, More Great Spiritual Darkness.
Wow.
Okay. Where are we? Oh, yeah, we'll play this one. Here we go.
And so if that works that way, as my mother would say, with the grace of God and the goodwill of the neighbors, that by next Christmas, I think we'll be in a very different circumstance, God willing, than we are today.
Afraid you rave, an evil get us.
Nerfed you rave, an evil get us.
Nerfed you rave, an evil get us. Nerfed you rave, an evil get us.
In other words, just speaking a load of rubbish. We're being overtaken by evil, okay?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Right, okay. Were you going through the break? Yes?
No, we'll keep going. We got a ton of stuff. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of stuff.
Look at all the mom and pop landlords that are in real trouble if we don't subsidize this in the meantime. Look at all the people who are on the verge of missing, and how many people have missed their last two mortgage payments.
Demon send God his fuss.
Demon sends God his fuss. Demon that says, yeah, this must. Demon that says, yeah, this must.
Would you repeat that, please?
Yeah, it's a little bit vague, I can hear. I've got it as saying, demon sends God his fuss, but I'm not sure on the word sends. We couldn't hear it properly.
Demon sends God his F-U-S-S?
Correct, yes.
Like his troubles, his fuss, his upset?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, I'll play it again, but I wasn't 100% sure on the word sends when I played it.
Last two mortgage payments.
Demon that says, yeah, this must. Demon that says, yeah, this must.
Yeah, I think it's
sends. Demon that says, yeah, this must.
I think it sends. Yeah, it's close.
It could be said.
Oh, yeah, hang on, let's play it again.
Payments. Demon that says, yeah, this must. Demon that says, yeah, this must.
It sounds like the word "seds" with an S on the end of it. Seds, like plural of say, to say. He said, plural of said. He says, there is no such thing. But anyway, whatever. The demon is right there again. The reference to God is right there. Sending of something unpleasant, confusion. Controversy, anyway. This is all dark, all of it.
Yeah, this one you'll have a chuckle at. Here's the next one.
100 days since I took the oath of office and lifted my hand off our family Bible and inherited a nation, we all did, that was in crisis. The worst pandemic in a century. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression.
Oh, please.
Demonic as Joe. Demonic as Joe.
Demonic as Joe.
Demonic as Joe. Demonic as Joe.
I think it's Joe.
Try that again. We can't quite hear your interpretation of it. It's a little muddy. Speak up a little.
Let me give you more. Okay. I've got it down as demonic as in A-S, Joe. Demonic as Joe. But when I played it then, I actually heard demonic has Joe. H-A-S.
Got it.
So, okay.
Crisis since the Great Depression. Demonic as Joe.
Demonic as Joe. Demonic as Joe.
I think it's has Joe.
I think your H is correct. Demonic has Joe. Yes, demonic does have Joe.
We know that. That's a never truer statement spoken. That's just horrible.
I remember that's coming from his subconscious mind, which is supposedly sitting back as an observer, so to speak, a truth teller. His subconscious is saying, demonic has Joe. It makes perfect sense.
Oh, listen to this one. Here we go.
Help Ukraine defend itself with unprecedented military, economic, and humanitarian support. We united the leading economies of the world to impose unprecedented costs.
Your mark and the demon, they honor you. Your mark and the demon, they honor you.
Yeah, it's there. Yeah,
there it is.
Now, remember, this is about 2 years ago. This is 2 years ago, David. There were millions more Ukrainians living in Ukraine. They have left. I think it's about 15 million have left the country, fled. And 500,000 or half a million, mostly men, in the Ukrainian military were still alive, looking forward to their lives. Looking forward to getting married, having a family, and whatever. They're all dead now because of this Bolshevik Zionist dictatorship being run by the United States and the UK and NATO. This is a war against Russia, and a half a million human beings have been slaughtered in this war, just on the Ukraine side. And, you know, there aren't many Jews fighting in the Ukrainian military. I can guarantee you that. That's not how it works. They send Christians. This has been a holocaust of Christian lives. I'm speaking for me, not David.
Oh, I would agree with you on that one. Yes, I would. Okay, move along.
And he came in and he talked to my family.
Oh, he's talking about the Pope. Oh.
For a considerable amount of time, 10, 15 minutes, about my son, Bo. And he didn't just generically talk about him. He knew about him.
Satan did.
Satan did.
Satan did. Satan did.
Yes, he's equating the Pope with Satan, of course. So
That's truth. That's the truth.
Yeah.
The Pope, as you know, is a fraud. And his job on this next synod, they're going to have a synod, which is like a constitutional convention, coming up, I think, in October. And they're going to rewrite much of the constitution of the Roman Catholic Church to turn it into a globalist state religion. They're changing it. The Pope Bergoglio is a fraud. The original Pope, the correct Pope, Pope Benedict the 16th, was overthrown, and he was kept prisoner in the Vatican for the last 9 years of his life. While Bergoglio, the fake Pope, took over, began stacking the whole corporate structure, as it were, of the Church with his own globalist types. And this is what's coming. Watch for the synod. It's coming now. I think it's coming next month. And they're going to rewrite the basic operating charter of the entire church to make it a globalist religion.
Wow. Okay. All right, next one.
In their hour of need, it's astounding who stood up. Everybody, women, young children, trying to do something.
Talk about Ukraine. It's a Ukraine situation. The citizens stood up. Now Satan must sue you. And when you look at Ukraine now, Satan has indeed sued them. That's a very true statement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
And that's just the United States in this piece.
I need Satan. That strange pronunciation we commented on a few shows ago. I need Satan.
And they stayed with me for almost 4 hours. Over 200 of them, meaning family and extended family. And the stories they told and the pain you could see on their faces, it just made you, it leaves such a...
Shouldn't we demand that every senator in the United States sit with those families?
Hushed, I sealed it, Satan. You know, when I was going through Biden's reversals, do you know one and found all these satanic type reversals? Do you know what I didn't find? Didn't find God. I did find some God.
Well, there was a God reference about five reversals ago.
Yeah, I was about to say there were a couple, but not. One said sent the demon, our God. Here that says bad mark God, or bad, comma, mark God.
In 2011, the NATO allies and partners agreed that we would end our combat mission in 2014.
Bad, comma, mark God.
Bad mark God.
Bad mark God. Bad mark God.
And I played Sent the Demon, Our God. There was another one I saw scrolling down. Oh, it's okay. All right, this is interesting. Here we go.
Why did we have to move? Because no Americans are being attacked. Why did we withdraw those? Why did we agree to withdraw 2,500 troops? No Americans are being attacked.
I feel lost. God, you need to help.
Well, if you don't start to do it, you're giving up.
Oh, well, that's not a good reversal either. Hang on, I'll play it again.
No Americans are being attacked.
I think I'd toss that one.
Yeah, I am. I'm just deleting it from my files right now, so I'm making that mistake of playing it again. Oh, well, I thought I had a nice one on God. I did not. I tried. Demon sends God his fuss. Mm-hmm. Here's another God one. Here we go. I'm just scrolling through.
And then the hard work of rooting out our systemic racism. You know, American history tells us that it's been in our darkest moments that we've made our greatest progress.
God gone and naps in it.
God gone and naps in it.
God
gone and naps in it.
God
gone and naps in it.
God gone and what's in it, David? I'm sorry. What?
Naps, N-A-P-S, as in sleeps, to have a nap.
Oh, that's, okay, that's what I thought. All right.
Yeah. I'll play it again. I'm going on naps in it.
And in our darkest moments that we've made our greatest progress.
Yeah, God's not with us. He's asleep. God gone on naps in it. Okay. What other God do I have?
These really are as awful as you told me earlier. They're just shocking.
Yeah.
It's like you keep waiting. It just can't go on. But it's endless.
They do go on. They do go on. Yeah, they do. Where am I up to? Oh, here we go. I haven't played this one. Oh, no, I did play this one. And I need Satan. Yes, I did play that. Okay, here's he met Satan.
They have to get the number of clicks on nightly news.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of asking a question, anyway, it just everything gets sensationalized.
He met Satan.
He met Satan.
And he looked Satan.
Something like 64% of Americans do not want to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
And it's just going to be the beginning, by the way.
He looks Satan.
He looks Satan. He looks Satan.
Yeah. I led demonic.
We're facing multiple crises. crises under Donald Trump have kept multiplying. COVID, economic devastation, unwarranted police violence.
I led demonic.
Demonic.
And like I said, that was the only verse about God I found. It's just. Oh, here's one. Oh, mm-hmm. Look at this. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's one about God.
Right.
It spiraled into addiction and eventually death from a fentanyl overdose. She was just 20 years old. Describing the last 8 years without her, Doug said, there's no worse pain.
God revival, free it.
God revival, free it.
God revival,
yeah,
once again, that's a bit weak too.
Okay. God, I got the first two words were fine. God revival, then it kind of just faded. Couldn't follow it.
Yep. No. All right. Here's the next one.
That's what's happening. Ford is investing $11 billion in electric vehicles, creating 11,000 jobs across the country.
Is Biden's life the villain? Yes, it is. Biden's life is the villain.
Certainly, right there, he's got his hands on the wheel, so to speak. Look, the whole electric vehicle thing is a contrivance. They're junk. They don't work right. They're dangerous. There's no reason for them. They could clean up the exhaust of every petroleum-consuming vehicle on the road with a simple ozone unit put right in the exhaust system. It's been proven. You could breathe the exhaust at the tailpipe. You're not going to get sick. It'll consume all of the remaining organic and petrochemical, well, whatever additives they put in there. It just burns them up. So the whole electric vehicle thing is a complete fraud, another one. And they're now beginning I'm seeing more and more stories about people, big people in the industry, who are realizing that they are underwriting Ford and GM with billions of dollars to cover their losses on the production of electric vehicles. Billions. Otherwise, whatever happened to capitalism where you either survived on the merits of what you produced or you didn't? This whole idea of subsidies is antithetical to a capitalistic society. It's all fake. So they're manipulating everything. Yeah. And these EVs they've got to go. They're just garbage. They just want to control people. They want to control their movements. It's all about domination. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's right. All right, next one.
Now, if you're a parent of a young child, you're wondering, when will it be the vaccine available for them?
Evil now, you know it.
Evil now, you know it.
Oh, yes.
Evil now, you know it.
Very clear.
Evil now, you know it.
Yeah, vaccine for children is evil. It's,
you know how many in the U.S., David, in 2022, the number of children and young teenagers and toddlers, 120,000 admitted murdered in this country. Now, that's the official government stats. I would suggest they're at least two or three times that.
Yeah.
Wow. This is an infanticide beyond comprehension.
It's the whole... Look, the whole say it's a satanic plot sounds so...
Sure it is.
What's the word? Blasé. But it sounds so unreal. But it is. I mean, you look at these reversals. I mean, how
correct.
Else can you describe what you're
There's
seeing
no
here?
There's no other way. No.
I mean, is Satan and demons real? I mean, based on these reversals, I have to say they are. I'd have to say we're in a real battle, a battle for the
this
life.
This is the final act and the greatest battle ever. Yeah.
I would have to say that. I would. Yeah. Wow. Okay, here's the next one.
So tonight, I'm announcing additional steps to strengthen our economic recovery. We'll be expanding COVID-19 economic injury disaster loan programs.
The Buck New Demonic.
You're right, New Demonic.
Yeah, of course a New Demonic. What are you at now? $33 trillion in national debt, I saw.
And if you ask 100 people on the street, who do we owe the money to? They couldn't tell you. They couldn't tell you. They don't know. It's the same group. It's the money changers. That's who we owe the money to. Yep. Interest only is $1 trillion a year. Interest only.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah, here's Biden talking about his victory. This is when he won the election.
Who doesn't see red states and blue states only sees the United States.
No, oh, God.
Yes, no, he's the devil.
Yes, there is the devil.
His subconscious was trying to warn people, wasn't it?
Now you know why he said this reversal that I've played on your show many times. I'll play it again.
One of the great gifts of the spirit of independence, and think about this, one of the great gifts is our capacity to see ourselves whole and see ourselves honestly.
You're not safe, Armageddon.
Well, there's the reality right there, the truth. It's right there.
So I went and did a Google search on my computer for all the Armageddon reversals I got. I thought, oh yeah, I'd like to see what I got. And I found, this is the very first one I found. She's way back in 1987, when I was still doing music. This is Hoodoo Gurus. The Earth is Damned, Armageddon, yeah. A little bit noisy, sorry. That was the first one I found. Here's one on FBI agent Rousey, R-A-U-S-E, whoever he is.
The fundamental trust of the American people in the FBI is based upon our discretion. And how good would that discretion be if we were to provide information that they provided to us?
Armageddon, the shame of media.
Now forget the shame of media.
Oh, that's not very good reversal. Here's John Kerry.
And to demand democracy. So instead, they were met with snipers who picked them off one after the other.
The time of Armageddon. A kind of Armageddon, I think. Here's Lindsey Graham talking about North Korea.
Caution the president about is don't legitimize this guy because he is a real outlier in the world. But you live in a tough world. If talking to Putin is part of his job, meeting with people throughout the world that we don't like is part of the job. But do not confer legitimacy on this guy unless you're sure it helps the overall cause.
Do you think Kim Jong-un is a smart cookie?
I think he's got a plan in his own mind for regime survivability, and that is if I can get a nuclear weapon and attach it to a missile that can hit America, America will never bother me again. In his mind, the Korean War is still alive and well. He thinks we're going to invade tomorrow. We're not. Here's what I think. I think he's a brutal man that cares more about himself than anything else.
I knew Armageddon.
Honor, we're Armageddon.
Honor, we're Armageddon.
Well, that's a bit unclear,
Honor,
too.
Armageddon.
That sounds more like Ramageddon. Yeah.
No, that's good enough. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, all right. Here's Martin Luther King.
I want to say tonight that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960 when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters.
We're told this garden must see more Armageddon,
which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
sorry, we're told this garden must see more Armageddon.
It's all there.
I know. And
That's an interesting word to keep popping up. Armageddon.
No, there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12 references that I found. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they all mean, you know. Well, next week we're going to look at just general Satan reversals on politicians. Let's have a look at my folder. Where are they? Great Spiritual Darkness, Chapter 5. And I have, hundreds. Oh, my gosh. Oh, there's a lot here. Hey, let me give you a...
American politicians, or where are they?
All over the place. Okay. Uh-huh. So, like... Think
about it. Who's attracted to those positions? People who want power, all right? And power corrupts. Power corrupts, absolutely. Power is demonically corrupting people.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, here's King Charles in his Christmas message.
The Prince and Princess of Wales recently visited Wales, shining a light on practical examples of this community spirit.
Well, this is it, Satan.
Well, this is it, Satan.
He's talking nice, wonderful stuff. Here's Jared Kushner.
What you'll see is that over the coming days, details will be put out in.
I'm evil, high evil. Okay, so what we're going to see next week is what is behind all of these public figures, okay?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Here's our own Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
There are already concerning reports, and those who want to leave Afghanistan and come part of our humanitarian programs that particularly Australia is involved in, we want to be able to facilitate that.
The Lucifer Bible on you.
Dies on you. I don't hear Bible at all.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Let's play it again.
We want to be able to facilitate that.
I think it sounds
like he's saying the Lucifer dies on you. I don't hear Bible.
Yeah, all right. No, you're probably right. Oh, here's Obama endorsing Biden for president.
But if there's one thing we've learned as a country from moments of great crisis, it's that the spirit of looking out for one another can't be restricted to our homes or our workplaces or our neighborhoods or our houses of worship. It also has to be reflected in our national government.
The light won't shine on it.
All right, watch hand running.
The light will shine on it, huh?
I will? I got won't. Oh, you hear will? Oh,
but if there's...
Oh, play it again. That changes the whole meaning.
Right, watch hand running.
No, it's won't.
Right, watch hand running.
Okay, I hear it now. The O-N is very quick and won't.
I mean, I was ready to change. As you know, I'm always ready to change.
No, it's there. You're correct. The light won't shine on it, and that's perfect coming from Obama. I couldn't believe he would say something positive. No.
Oh, here, listen, son Obama. Okay, we're gonna play all of these next week. I mean, I could do it with 2 hours next week too, if you want to give me 2 hours, Jeff.
Let's see what we can do. Yeah.
Here's another one on Obama.
Afghan people will be responsible for their own security.
So evil will beat mankind.
So evil will beat mankind. So evil will beat mankind.
There it is.
Yeah. And they have, too, pretty much.
You have to remember, and I think all of you already know this, but Obama is pulling many of the strings in the O'Biden regime. He's taking his orders from his superiors, so to speak, but he's a central player. This is Obama's third term right now is what we're seeing. That's true. Third term. I think we can do that next week. Two more hours.
Okay. So. All right. Well, thanks, Jeff.
David, thank you. That was a really extraordinarily dark and depraved walk through the reality of the evil that is on this planet. You just couldn't be painted more clearly. It's pure evil.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Well, thank you. Great job.
Thanks. Send me the audio. Thanks.
Okay, you will. Get it shortly. Okay. All right, David Oates and that really is a very heavy burden to go through and think about the abject satanic depravity that those people are. That's who they are. You heard it. Okay, back with you tomorrow night, Wednesday already. Take good care, and we will talk tomorrow. Thanks for being here.